Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Hey, what up, everybody? Pathlin here, and welcome to episode 898. We're closing in on 900. Something special coming in 900, by the way. Anyway, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you. As always, I'm here 5 days a week to help answer your online business questions. We have an awesome question coming in from Moosh today. But before we get to his question, I want to thank FreshBooks. It's one of my favorite companies. They've served me so well and serve millions of other small businesses because they help us manage our business finances, and they can help manage yours too. And what that means is helping you keep track of your income, which is obviously important, automatically keeping track of your expenses so you know what you're paying for, especially with those credit cards that you have on those auto bills and all those kinds of things, plus the ability to help you create invoices really fast in less than 30 seconds. They look professional. It'll help you get paid faster, and it'll help you keep track of how much money you're owed and who has yet to open those invoices. It's great. If you want to check out FreshBooks for free for 30 days, all you have to do is go to freshbooks.com/askpat and just make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Sweet. All right, now here's today's question from Mooj.
Hey, Pat, it's Mooj here. First off, thanks for everything you do, and thanks to your email promotion. I've kind of created an email challenge for myself where I'll try to earn 100 to 200 people on my list in about 60-ish days. So thanks for your email promotion with Aweber there. And secondly, like, now I'm having an issue in my head where rather, the topic I've chosen is a topic of quitting / controlling social media. Now, in today's day and age, people lose a lot of time because of, you know, like internet surfing and browsing and all these things. So I think I can carve out a productivity, you know, spin on the whole idea of social media in and of itself. So I think I can make it work. But now, is it hypocritical for me to be on social media or use it to acquire views? Views to my site and whatnot. Or should I just try to focus on, like, you know, like AdWords type, you know, targeting and hope that the people who are searching are the ones who are going to find it? So now it isn't up right now, but hopefully it will be soon, and I hope to hear from you. Thanks again.
Hey, Mooj, thank you so much for the question. I guess in a sense it's kind of ironic and hypocritical, but I wouldn't worry about it too much. I think you're thinking too deeply about the fact that you are targeting people on social media to help them get off of social media. I mean, it would make sense that a company who is helping people get off of social media to target people on social media, because guess what? That's where people are. And so what's really important is not where you are reaching out to them. I actually would stay away from AdWords for this. I would stick on social media, stick on Facebook. I mean, I'm imagining an ad, for example, that I see that says, hey, if you're seeing this ad, you're probably wasting your time. Here's more information. You know, that catches my eye, right? And so what I would recommend focusing on is not worrying about, you know, using social media to find people. I mean, that's where people are. This is right where the problem is. So go there. What I would worry about is the message that you're sharing with them and the benefit and helping not only capture people's attention, but helping them realize just how much of a struggle this is. And I think you're going to get two types of people. You're going to get two types of people. One type is the people who don't even really know they have a problem. And so they're going to have a specific type of messaging that's going to be required to help them convert to, oh my gosh, I do have a problem. What can I do about it? To the people who know they have a problem, that's the second type. They know they have this issue. I'm guessing to say that, you know, 70% of the people out there who are on social media, who are on it too much, know they're on it too much. It's almost like the people who know they need to go to the gym more. I mean, they know that, but they're not changing their habits. So how are you going to convince them to understand that, hey, you know what? I know you know that this is bad. It's like smoking. It is almost like an addiction, right? Here's how you can get over that addiction. I think those are kind of the keywords that you'll need to use for that particular crowd. So you don't want to tell people who don't know they're addicted that they're addicted, right? They always say, no, I'm not addicted. You know, so you're going to approach a different way. But the people who know they're addicted, saying and calling them out on it is going to be a really strong and powerful way to get noticed and get their attention. So no, I don't think it's hypocritical. Stay on social media, find those people, but deliver the right message for them in the specific mindset that they have with their addiction or their problem. So there you go, Mooj. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Hopefully that's helpful, and I want to wish you all the best, and I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt as well for having your question featured here on the show. My assistant, Jessica, will be helping you out there and collecting your information very soon, so you'll hear from her in the next few weeks or so, and then we'll send that to you free of charge. And as always, if anybody else out there has a question they want answered on a show just like this, or on this show just like Mooj, you can head on over to askpat.com, and you can ask right there on that page. Also, by the way, you can catch me live on Facebook, on Periscope, which is Twitter's live streaming platform, as well as YouTube. My YouTube channel, by the way, is youtube.com/smartpassiveincome. I go live 1:30 p.m. Pacific every single Friday, or at least Fridays that I'm around, and we just answer as many questions as I can for you. That's what's called Ask Pat Live. So look out for it. It's being broadcasted from my brand new studio that I just leased and decked out with all this crazy equipment so that I could better serve you. And that's just one of the ways that I'm using the studio. So Ask Pat Live Fridays, 1:30 p.m. Pacific on my Facebook page or YouTube or on Twitter at Pat Flynn. And looking forward to seeing you guys there. Actually, if you're listening to this on the day it comes out, which is the 29th of June, which is a Thursday, Ask Pat Live is happening tomorrow. So again, hope to see you there. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Vince Lombardi. He says, "Winning isn't everything." He also didn't squeal or sound like a guy going through puberty like that. But let me try that again. "Winning isn't everything, but wanting to win is." All right, guys, take care. Thanks so much, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.